And Warwick Hadfield joins us now with some sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In cricket, it's Australia to the max in the second T20 against India. Glenn Maxwell scoring a century and hitting the winning runs with two balls to spare. That's how the crowd likes it.
That's how the crowd at the fabled M. Timiswani Stadium didn't like it, Fran.
Very, very quiet.
Maxi smashed 113 from 55 balls.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's going. As Australia won this match this morning by 7 wickets, his dig, an astonishing counter to Virat Kohli's, and there was a lot of cheering for this one, 72 not out from 38 balls, and that propelled India to 4 for 190. Coming in at 2 for 22, it could have been all over, but Maxwell hit the second ball he faced for 6, and thereafter, as they say, he was away, 8 more sixes. This win, following the last ball victory in Game 1, means Australia for the first time wins a T20 series in India. Not as surprising as it once might have been, with so many Australians playing in the IPL in India, it's become like a second home to them. And hopefully it will remain that way when the one-day series begins on Saturday for a number of reasons, not the least all that's going on up at the border. And today in women's cricket, the veteran, Alex Blackwell, she's going to lead a team of young hopefuls making up the Governor-General's 11 in a one-day against New Zealand. That's at the Des Moines Oval in Sydney, where admission is free, Fran.
Great, get along. In football, Samantha Kerr to lead the Matildas at the World Cup.
Amid all sorts of accolades and comparisons that were being made yesterday, she's been named captain by the new coach, Ante Milicic, who compared her to Tim Cahill. Kerr demurred immediately on saying that he's a legend and she's got a way to go. But Milicic, his effusiveness continued unabated. He added that while Kerr's regarded so highly in Australia, it's time for the world to accept her class, remembering that she's often overlooked when global gongs are being handed out.
But she was a short runner for, what's it called, the Ballon d'Or?
The Ballon d'Or. Yeah. She was in the running for that. But, you know, there have been a couple of other gongs handed out in recent times for, you know, where she's been rated 10th or 11th or something like that. And it's sort of, you know, a lot of Australians believe she's a lot higher than that. Obviously, Ante Milicic does. So she's going to lead Australia for the first time tonight in the Cup of Nations game against New Zealand at Leichhardt Oval in Sydney, just down the road from Des Moines Oval, about which we spoke just a few moments ago. So if you're in Sydney, you can have a big day and a big night of women's international sport, and all within a bus ride on the old 501 route I used to take to work when I was a lot younger.
That's exactly right, Warwick. In the AFL, Shane Mumford's one-week suspension we were talking about earlier in the week was downgraded at the tribunal last night.
Yeah, look, the tribunal ruled that the giant ruckman's whack on the Swans' George Hewitt was careless rather than intentional, with the video showing at the time that Hewitt was hanging off Mumford's neck. I think if someone was hanging off my neck, I'd give them a bit of a whack too. And look, instead of a suspension for a week, Mumford will dip into his fob pocket a fine of $3,000, and he'll be able to play in round 3. That's after serving a two-match suspension imposed by the club following the broadcasting on social media of a video of him sniffing a white substance. And at 7:30, Fran, we're going to look at the latest developments around Jack DeBellin, the St George Illawarra forward who declined to stand down from the game yesterday as he awaits trial on sexual conduct, misconduct charges.
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, more sport from Warwick at 7:30. And Warwick Hadfield is back with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In basketball, more recognition for the great Lauren Jackson, certainly as one of Australia's greatest athletes ever.
And let's emphasise ever, Fran, as Tom Maher predicted would be the case nearly two decades ago on this very radio station. Last night, adding to a list of achievements and honours that would take all morning to read out, including having the Sports Centre in Albury named after her, she was inducted into the Australian Basketball Hall of Fame, inter alia, in an outstanding club career all around the globe. She's won 6 WNBL championships, 2 WNBA titles, a competition in which she was 3 times the MVP. And it was at the elite international level where she really marked herself among the greats. 4 Olympic medals, 3 silvers and a bronze. And to get gold there, of course, meant beating the United States, which still hasn't happened. But that happened at the world title where she got a gold medal. So rare stuff. And plenty of other good ones were inducted at a gala event last night ahead of tonight's NBL semi-finals. Alison Cook, Lorraine Land and OAM, the great Leonard Copeland and Brad Dalton, all players of the highest calibre. The first semi-final tonight is an evocation of that greatest of rivalries, Sydney v Melbourne, while later in Perth, the Wildcats host Brisbane. And I've got to say, those two sides don't get on that well either, Fran. So a couple of ding-dong Barneys in the NBL semi-finals tonight.
Yeah, and that's great news about Lauren Jackson. I had the pleasure, the thrill actually, of watching her play in 2 Olympics, and what a sensation. In rugby league, the head of the Australian Rugby League Commission, Peter Beattie, is talking tough ahead of the meeting today to decide what to do with Jack DeBellin.
Yeah, look, Fran, yesterday de Bellin, who has pleaded not guilty to charges of aggravated sexual assault, indicated he would not voluntarily step down from the St George Illawarra side. Beattie went on Rugby League's in-house pay TV broadcaster yesterday to make it clear that when the commission meets today, new standards are set to apply, including if you are charged with a serious offence, you will step aside until your case is heard. So unless something utterly untoward or acutely embarrassing for the code happens at the commission meeting today, de Bellin will be banned from playing rugby league until that case is heard, Fran.
Okay, and just very briefly in rugby union, heartening news for the Brumbies and the Wallabies, David Pocock is back.
Fran, it's certainly heartening news for those who exchange photos of Pocock Son's shirt, his shirt on social media. He's been picked for the Brumbies ahead of tomorrow night's third Super Rugby match of the season after recovering from the concussion sustained in Game 1. Look, there's got a form of concussion for Rugby Australia in the women's game. What to do with the competition after two of the four teams failed to score a point in Round 1, the Rebels losing 112-0 and the Brumbies 26-0. And the problem is, of course, Fran, they don't get paid, so you can't say to some of the better players, move into state and get a contract there to help even up the competition. I guess the answer is pay the women some bit more.
Yeah, that's right. Get professional. Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, friend.
Warwick Hadfield.